This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Doing Business with God. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you understand why you work, what you should be working for, and how God can use you in your workplace. In just a bit, we'll tell you how to get a DVD study kit of this series that's perfect for your individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Purpose of Work.
A while back, I got a call between the services. It was a guy named Eric Staminger. He's a German guy calling from Germany. He said, "My name is Eric Staminger. I am the president and CEO of Adidas." You know what Adidas is? You know, the shoes and all that. Actually, it's called Adidas in German because it's named after Adi Dassler, who was the founder. So he said, "My name is Eric Staminger. I'm the CEO of Adidas." He said, "I have just finished reading Purpose Driven Life. It changed my life. I've given my life to Christ. I will come anywhere in the world to meet you. How soon can we meet?" I said, "Well, why don't you come to church next week?" He said, "I will." He said, I got to go to China. I got to close a deal in China. Then I got to go to Tokyo, close a deal there. I'll be back over in California. I'll be there next Sunday." So the next Sunday, the president and CEO of Adidas came to church. And I went back and we sat down in a couple chairs in the back. And I said, "So Mr. Staminger, tell me, how can I help you?" He said, "Well, I just need to know one thing. I've read Purpose Driven Life. It's changed my life. I'm a Christian now. I want to know, should I resign as CEO of Adidas and become a pastor?" I said, "No!" "That's about the dumbest idea I've heard all day. Are you kidding me?" I said, "Let me show you how to use your job for the kingdom. How to be a kingdom builder, not just a wealth builder." I said, "Do you have an executive team at Adidas?" He said, "Yes, there are six of us." I said, "Are any of the others Christians?" He said, "Well, actually, two of them are." I said, "You start meeting with those two and start praying for the other three. And your first ministry is to win your six co-workers to Christ. That's your first job. That's your first ministry. To win the people close to you. Nobody else is as likely to win them as you are. So you start working on that." I said, "Number two, how many employees do you have at Adidas?" I don't remember. I think he said 25,000. I said, "That's called a mega church." I said, "Your congregation is bigger than most pastors will ever preach to. So you've got 25,000 members in your congregation. They're all employees. You start praying for them. You start being available to them. You start instituting good Christian principles in your business." I said, "Would you like to influence other CEOs?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Then you need to stay a CEO, because you'll have far more influence on them as a CEO than as a pastor or missionary or anybody else." I said, "Would you like to influence culture?" He said, "Well, yes, of course I would." I said, "Then you've got to influence the culture makers if you want to influence culture. And the culture makers are musicians and athletes and celebrities and people in the media." I said, "Do you do celebrity endorsements?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Of course you do." And I said, "The next time you do a celebrity endorsement, you bring that pro athlete in, you sit him down and you say, 'Now look, I'm not just your endorser. I'm not just your sponsor. You're going to make a lot of money off me, but I'm not just your sponsor. I want to be your friend. And here's my business card. And when you get in trouble and when you have a need, please call me personally. And then you just wait, because the problem will come.'" Even celebrities have problems. They're just more visible. And I said, they'll have a slump in their game, or they'll have a drug crisis or a marriage crisis or a health crisis or an injury or a financial crisis, or something will happen, and they're going to need you. And when they come back to you and they ask for your help, then you can share Jesus with them. You do not move where you are. Stay where you are and be that person. Does that make sense? I know a number of Christian businessmen in Hong Kong, been there many times, who were concerned about mainland China, because the churches were under persecution by the communist government, and they weren't always allowed the freedom. And so they decided, how can we be planting churches in China when some of the places we can't plant them, they'd just immediately be outlawed. So these businessmen began building factories in mainland China and putting churches in the factories. And what they did is they started allowing, some of these factories have 15, 20,000 people. And they each have a different lunch break, you know, 1,000 at a time, 24 hours a day. And in the cafeteria, that has become a church. And so they're having church services 24 hours a day. And they give the employees time off to meet in small groups, and they meet in small groups in the factory, and nobody bothers them, says, as long as we are producing, they don't care where we have church. And the government isn't shutting down our church because the businessmen are getting it forward. In today's globalized economy, the new missionaries are businessmen and businesswomen. If you are a businessman, there's not a country in the world who doesn't want to know what you're doing. They want to know about your distribution, your products, stuff like that. There are many countries, they're not going to let a pastor in. They're not going to let a full-time missionary in. But you as a businessman or businesswoman can go where nobody else can go. Business people are the missionaries for the Great Commission of the 21st century. That is being a kingdom builder, not simply a wealth builder. You're using your business for the one thing that's going to outlast everything else, the kingdom of God, the church, God's family. Another way you can do it is by making money in your business and giving that for kingdom causes. And I know many businesses like this. One of them is Hobby Lobby. It is one of the most profitable businesses, ROI, return on investment, in America. And because it's all built on Christian principles, they tithe their money to help other things. And God continues to bless that business, bless that business, bless that business, because they're using the profits for God's kingdom. The employees are better paid than anywhere else. They keep raising. They're making great wages. And because the people at the top are generous, that blessing is on that business, and they keep going on and on. So I talked to the Greens about one of the projects we're working on, what we're calling the Final Frontier, which is one of our 10 Decade of Destiny goals. Twice in the New Testament, twice in the book of Revelation, it says that in heaven, one day, there will be people from every tribe, every nation, and every language around the throne of God in heaven. I take that serious, that God wants people from every nation, every language, and every tribe. Somebody's going to be there in heaven. Here's the problem. There are 3,400 tribes in the world that have no Christian, no Bible, and no church. So there's nobody going to be in heaven from that tribe yet. Somebody's got to get to that tribe. We call that the final frontier. And one of our church's Decade of Destiny goals, we started a couple years ago, was to make sure that there's a church planted in every one of those tribes. They're small tribes, between 5,000 to 100,000 people, by the end of this decade. And I began to enlist other churches to help us do this. And when I'd go out and speak, I'd encourage others, and people were signing commitment cards, and I was asking a church to adopt a people group. In the last 2 years, we've taken 400 off that list. It used to be 3,800. It's now 3,400. Now, the Green family has the vision of taking the gospel and translating the Bible in every one of the last translations, those 3,400 translations that don't have any Bible. And they've said, we will, and I said, okay, Dave and Mark and Steve, I said, if you guys will make sure that by the end of this decade, we've got every language translated, you get the Bibles translated, you get business people to do that, I will get the pastors and the churches to make sure we plant the churches, and you get the Bible translated, and we'll take this job down. That is a kingdom-sized goal. Can you imagine getting to heaven one day, and you say, yeah, you know, my business, it wasn't that big, but we helped fulfill the Great Commission. We helped raise the money by the stuff we sold to help get the Bible in the last translations and get churches in the last tribes that needed to be done.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Do you want to earn more than just a living? You can, because God planned a ministry for you through the work you do. It doesn't matter what your job is, a manager, a stay-at-home mom or dad, a doctor, a teacher, or a sales clerk, paid or volunteer. The Bible says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart and with enthusiasm as working for the Lord, not for man. No matter what your daily routine looks like, God wants to use your work to minister to others. That's why Pastor Rick put together a study kit called Christians in the Workplace. It includes a 6-session study guide and DVD where Azusa Pacific professor Paul Schreier works with Pastor Rick to teach you how to transform your everyday tasks into a ministry. In this study kit, you'll discover how to find opportunities for spiritual growth at work, a guide to moral and ethical decisions, and creative ways you can share your faith. When you employ biblical strategies every day, you'll store up riches in heaven, and you may even find yourself getting a promotion at work. When you give a gift to support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Christians in the Workplace Study Kit to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Dave and Martin and Steve, I said, if you guys will make sure that by the end of this decade, we've got every language translated, you get the Bibles translated, you get business people to do that, I will get the pastors and the churches to make sure we plant the churches, and you get the Bible translated, and we'll take this job down. That is a kingdom-sized goal. Can you imagine getting to heaven one day and you say, yeah, you know, my business, it wasn't that big, but we helped fulfill the Great Commission. We helped raise the money by the stuff we sold to help get the Bible in the last translations and get churches in the last tribes that needed to be done. Let me show you some amazing promises and we'll close. They're on your outline. Matthew 6:33, this is a good verse for businessmen. Jesus says, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God. More than my business? Yeah, even than more than your business. Be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and what he requires of you, and he, God, will provide you with all the other things. So what do you need more of? Well, I need more staff. That goes into all the other things. I need more distribution. That goes into all the other things. I need a smarter sales force. That goes into all the other things. I need an innovative idea for my business. That goes into all the other things. Be concerned with God's kingdom and what it requires you. He will provide you with all the other things. Look at the next verse there on your outline. We know that the same God who raised Jesus will also raise us one day. That's in heaven. And as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ. In other words, as the kingdom is built, as it's spread, as we build the kingdom, as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. Kingdom builders reach one more for Jesus. Matthew 6:20, Jesus said, "Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven." Circle the phrase "for yourselves." Did you know that you can store up for yourselves treasure in heaven? It's not saying store up for God. God doesn't need it. God says you can create a bank account in heaven that is eternal, pays the highest dividends, and nobody can steal it from you. You can store up for yourself treasure in heaven. That's the best investment you'll ever make. How do you do that? By using your work and using your business to get people there. The only way you can invest in heaven is to invest in people who are going there. Your business isn't going to heaven. Your car isn't going to heaven. Your house isn't going to heaven, but people are. And when you invest in people, getting them into heaven, you are storing up treasure in heaven to use for eternity. So here's the big question. I wrote it on your outline. Will I be a wealth builder or will I be a kingdom builder? You can use your work to build wealth. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You trying to make a living, make a profit, fine. But it's short-sighted. God says, don't just be a wealth builder, be a kingdom builder. Which of those are you going to circle? Will I be a wealth builder? Circle that. Or will I be a kingdom builder? Circle that. Now let me close with this. You don't realize how important your work is. You may think your work is insignificant. Well, I work at a Starbucks. I work at a fast food place. I help clean in a certain place. I don't care what you do, whether you are a mother of preschoolers or you're the CEO of a corporation, your work has far more significance than you realize because it wasn't meant for simply necessity. God says, I want to use your work, no matter what it is, for identity. I want you to express your talents through that. I want you to use it for maturity. I want you to let it make you a more stronger and a more mature and a more patient Christian. I want to use it for credibility. I want you to use your platform to influence the people you come in contact with for the good news and the gospel. I want you to use it for charity. I want you to figure out how to live on a little bit less so you can give a little bit more so you're storing up treasure in heaven. If you're behind on your tithe, you get caught up on that. But you learn to be generous. And I want you to be a kingdom builder, not just a wealth builder. I want you to have a priority in your life. You can waste your life, you can spend your life, or you can invest your life. And the best use of your life is to invest it in the kingdom of God because it's the only thing that's going to last forever. One day, God is going to do an audit on your work. Did you know that? You're going to have a job interview. One day, God's going to do an assessment on your work. Last verse on your outline. There's going to come a time of testing at the judgment day to see what kind of work each builder has done. Were you a wealth builder or were you a kingdom builder? Everyone's work will be put through the fire. That means mine and yours. To see whether or not it keeps its value. What's the value? Identity, maturity, credibility, charity, priority, eternity. Everyone's work will be put through the fire to see whether or not it keeps its value. If the work survives the fire, that person will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builders themselves will be saved, but like someone escaping a fire. In other words, this has nothing to do with salvation. You're in heaven. But you're going to lose reward. So here's the question. Have you had a shallow conception of your work? You just thought, oh, just get money, put food on the table. No, no, no. Far more significant than that. Are you ready to step up to all six of God's purposes for your work? Will you become a purpose-driven businessman with these six purposes? Will you become a purpose-driven businesswoman? Will you become a purpose-driven owner, operator? Will you become a purpose-driven employee? Will you become a purpose-driven professional? Will you say, God, I'm going to give you my work for not just one, but for all six of the purposes that you planned for my work to be. Let's bow our heads. As I pray, follow me in this prayer. Father, I realize that while I'm at work, you're working on me. And I want you to use my job for all six purposes in my life. Please use my job to express what you made me to be. Help me in this series to find the right job for my shape. Use my career to develop my character. I want to use my job as a platform to bring people to you, to share the good news. I want to use my job to be able to help others financially and to give to others. I want to use my job to help further your kingdom. And I want to use my job to prepare to serve your purposes in eternity. I want to be a kingdom builder. Please use this series to help me succeed in my work. And I will honor you with my life, with my time, with my tithe, and by giving my best, knowing that I'm really working for you. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, become the CEO of my life. Become the manager of my life, the president, the chairman of the board. Jesus, be the director of my life. I want to be under new management, and I want to follow you from this day forward. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Do you want to earn more than just a living? You can, because God planned a ministry for you through the work you do. It doesn't matter what your job is, a manager, a stay-at-home mom or dad, a doctor, a teacher, or a sales clerk. Paid or volunteer. The Bible says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart and with enthusiasm as working for the Lord, not for man. No matter what your daily routine looks like, God wants to use your work to minister to others. That's why Pastor Rick put together a study kit called Christians in the Workplace. It includes a six-session study guide and DVD where Azusa Pacific professor Paul Schreier works with Pastor Rick to teach you how to transform your everyday tasks into a ministry. When you give a gift to support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Christians in the Workplace study kit to say thanks. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And thanks so much for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram. By the way, I'm on all of these, and you can follow me on any of these. Let me know what you think of this broadcast. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website, PastorRick.com. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.